From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Google and Microsoft are accusing each other of trying to thwart competition over the internet. Microsoft's chairman, Steve Ballmer, today says his company's proposed $44.6 billion purchase of Yahoo would mean competition for Google. Google is trying to prevent that takeover. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, why does Google feel so threatened by this Microsoft bid?
Well, Google has good reason, many people say, to be threatened by this bid. It's interesting to note that last spring, Google acquired DoubleClick, the online advertising company, and Microsoft back at that time complained about antitrust issues. So now we have Google doing the same thing back to Microsoft. As you said, they're kind of going back and forth here. But you know, Madeline, it is more than just a vendetta. I mean, Google is afraid of what this deal could do to its business. I mean, even if your company code of conduct is don't be evil, and that is Google's code of conduct or part of it, you know, the company wants to protect its position here. And some analysts say Google is worried for several reasons. First of all, because while it does lead in online internet ad search, as we talked about, in overall inventory, that is the number of internet pages or visitors to online sites, in that category, Yahoo is ahead. I mean, millions of people read Yahoo websites each day. Information Week editor David Berlin says it's just that Yahoo's had a hard time monetizing or making money out of all those visitors.
The challenge moving forward for Microsoft, should the acquisition go through, will be to monetize all of those visitors and page views that Yahoo is already getting. And that could be long-term a really big business here.
So, Janet, how does Microsoft think it can cash in on all these visitors?
Well, you know, Madeline, Microsoft has a technological bent. It always has. You know, its Windows operating system practically rules the computer world, and it thinks that it has the technology to monetize all of these visitors. But of course, you can never count Google out, right? I mean, analysts say Google has a way of keeping everybody on their toes, and Google really has been leading the way in innovative ways to monetize these web pages so far. And for the most part, Yahoo and Microsoft have just been reacting.
Well, I imagine this has caught the eye of government regulators. What's the next step there?
Well, the next step as far as government goes, of course, is those antitrust issues we talked about. I mean, the House Judiciary Committee is set to review the proposal at a hearing this Friday. And then, of course, regulators in Europe will weigh in, too. And then the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, they're reporting on the company front that Google is trying to make some sort of partnership or agreement with Yahoo that would stop this deal in its tracks entirely.
Thank you, Janet. That is Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.